Hey, this your man DJ King Jones from chilllovinradio.net. When I want to find information on great tasting beers, I check out obsbeers.com, my number one source for the latest and greatest in beers. Be sure to check out Throwback Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific on chilllovinradio.net.
Welcome to chilllovinradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promo.dj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, VikingSunglasses.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com. We're now in session.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to embark on the newest kind of listening experience known to man. Throw out what you thought you knew about beer, for obsbeers.com will show you the way of the craft beer life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from around the world. It's almost time for what we have in common. Don't fight the feeling, invite the feeling. Sit back and get situated, acclimated, and vegetated for the number one podcast beer show on this planet or any other planet. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the one and only Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to technical difficulty, the show that you're about to embark on will not be the normal style of show that you're used to from Open Bottle Talk. In fact, that today's show is going to be epic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, did you guys know that we are in episode 46? Frank?
Sounds about right.
Okay, that's 46 motherfucking times we're here. And the cool part is, over the course of, I don't even think we've done a year completely, Frank.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a year.
We've been doing this for a year? Mm-hmm. But I thought there's 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah, we missed a lot.
That's because of Sean, our new engineer.
Right.
He never came into our life until recently. And that's why we sound consistently awesome.
Sure.
But we're not saying that chilllovinradio.net didn't do their job. We're just saying that
they do a great job.
Yeah, they do a phenomenal job. We're not shitting on them. We're just giving, we always give them credit for everything they've done, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're giving a shout out to Sean. Sean, you can talk. Sean, you here?
Hey.
There it is. There's Sean. And it's all pretty and cute. You guys can check him out. Hey, Sean, don't you have an IG?
Yeah. It's
Shane Cashmere. Shane Cashmere. I'll spell it for you guys. Shane, S as in Shane. H as in, hey, have you checked out Shane? A as in, hey, that's Shane. N as in, nope, that's Shane. E as in, it's Shane Cashmere. And the last part is Cashmere. S-A-S-H-M-E-R-E. Am I correct?
Cash, M-E-R-E.
I don't even know. You know, if you guys see him, you'll know who he looks like.
It's a play on my real name, Sean Cash.
Okay, got it. Guys, it's a clothing line. Check him out. Okay, so we got Sean here. I want to give a huge shout out to you. That's why we're just doing this weird, long, drawn-out intro, because I don't give a shit. Right. So, and then there's Frank. Right. Hey, Frank.
Hi.
Okay, and then there's me. So, Frank, they need to get a hold of you. How can they get a hold of you?
Frank at obsbeers.com.
I'm Key at obsbeers.com. Frank, you ready? So, I ain't seen you in a while because you weren't here on the last episode. We had to deal with Chris. And by the way, Chris did a great job. I can't wait for you to hear that.
Nice job, Chris.
Yeah. What's been going on, man?
What's been going on? Just normal tomfoolery, shenanigans.
How's school going?
Rumpus.
How's the school going with the students?
Oh, it's great.
You're a lion sack of shit.
It's awesome.
But wait, okay. At this stage and point now, how many weeks are we into the school year as a teacher?
I think this is week 8.
You have a favorite yet?
No.
So, and I'm sorry if I say this and you get in trouble. So the whole entire class is shitty?
Yeah.
What is it that makes them shitty? And we're not talking about their learning ability. We're talking about just behavior, right?
Yeah, there's 6 going on 4.
I don't know why that was sad. That's sad.
Yeah.
That is sad.
It is
sad. So what are some of the biggest problems that you face in class with these students? That is there an alternative on how to resolve this?
It's constant talking, constant. I think that the remedy for that could be beatings.
Ah, yes. Wait, I think I got a point for you.
So beatings, I would advocate corporal punishment.
Sounds to me you're at your ends with it at one point. Okay, here's, can I put a suggestion? Have you tried rearranging them?
Yes.
Have you changed the schematics of your chair layout?
Yes.
And none of it worked?
No.
Really?
Really.
Have you ever just thought about not going to work?
All the time.
Why haven't you initiated it?
Because I have kids, so I have to save the days that I do take off are really for them.
You ever thought where you thought about that?
No.
These kids, fuck these. Wait, they're millennials?
They're 6.
Fuck those 6-year-olds. Nah, just giving you shit, but pretty shitty though, huh?
No, it is what it is.
Wonderful. You ever thought about tasering them?
All the time.
Hell yeah. As for me, we're getting closer and closer to our lifestyle change here, Frank. Mm. We're getting extremely close to this home brewing to a professional grade level brewing one barrel. That's 50 fucking gallons.
Yeah.
Of pure liquid gold, baby. And I'm very excited. I'm nervous at the same time, too. Because for one, there's a lot that's going on. People are coming by. We got to start at like 8 in the morning because it's a 6-hour process. So we got to start super early because we're going to barbecue and hang out for the day. It's going to be an all-day ordeal. That's a lot of hosting, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done the 48-hour scope beautifully. So I know you got 24 hours in you.
Yeah.
But this is going to be like 2 days worth of work crammed into like 10 hours.
Something like that.
This is going to be maddening. What are some of your, out of this event, what are some of your expectations and what are some of your hangups that you're like worrying about as far as what we're going to be embarking on?
Expectations is it's going to run smooth. I don't think it should be that big of a problem. I thought maybe, well, you know, heating up the water might be a little longer than normal, but we've got those jet propelled propane.
Oh yeah, the Blitchmans.
Yeah.
Oh, they're called the Hellfires.
Yeah, man. Hellfires. So yeah. They'll heat up quick.
They're
so
fucking serious.
I think it's going to take probably same amount as a normal batch.
Yeah, because I think the flame is into the equivalent of what you put on your stove,
mm-hmm.
like that sort of spread and that sort of fire and that blows out. But no, I'm excited about it. The only thing I'm worried about is like lines kinking up, pumps ain't working. You know, like that weird shit. Because
yeah.
Do you remember the prom night dumpster baby fiasco at your house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean, so we're making a beer at his house and we ended up making mush and we had to like put our hands in like the whole kitchen in Frank's house looked like a fucking Carrie scene at prom.
It was
everywhere and I'm still being optimistic and it was bothering the fuck out of Frank. Frank was like just throwing the towel and you didn't have to say it. Like we're both fathers and there's that look like stop fucking around. Like this isn't going to work. And I just kept going like, nah. And I kept fighting it. And then we got it in there, but it never fermented over.
Mm-hmm.
And he let it sit for how many months?
3, maybe 4.
Just let it sit in his house for 4 months, and it never started bubbling.
Nothing.
And I honestly want to say that you did that for me, like just to give it that
optimum. That laziness.
I'll take that.
First two, 2.5 months was probably for you, and then the month and a half extra that it sat was just, yeah, I'll get to it.
And I'm like, sitting there like, okay, at some point it's going to kick over and just freak everyone out. It's going to be the greatest beer ever. And then we have to go, how did you recreate it? And we can't recreate something by flukes. Frank's no carb, it's a fluke. Betsy's pop cherry was a fluke. It was all about we didn't have the material and it was just a fluke, you know. And I got a fluke from my neighbor who worked for a coconut company. It was a fluke. It's tough. But
yep.
So the guys, the moral of the story is we're just as human as you. All right, Frank, I think that's it. Any questions for me? Because you know, we're doing our thing.
No, let's get to it.
All right, Frank, so today's theme is cans.
It's cans.
And I noticed I grabbed one and you grabbed the other 4. So episodes, five on the show, that we want to thank Unibrew for providing the glassware tonight. So yay, Unibrew.
Yay, Unibrew.
So what do we got right now? So what are our five beers for tonight's show?
From Maui Brewing Company, we've got Big Swell IPA. From Barrio Brewing Company, we've got Barrio Rojo. From Line and Kugel, we've got Spiced Pear Shandy.
Ooh.
From Hop Nuts, we've got Snapperhead IPA. And from, I saw it before, and
I think that's Rule or Brule.
I don't know. Hold on, folks. Burial.
Burial? Okay, Burial.
I think it's Burial.
Here, how about we do
this? It's Burial.
Is it? Oh, there it is, right?
From Burial, I believe it's called Shallow Water.
Yes, it is. Okay, guys, sorry about that. It's sometimes you want to put all your information on there, and it was small print, dude. And it's also metallic black on a gray metallic can.
And we're old.
And we're old. All right, so which one is for dessert and which one is for to start with?
We're going
to
end with the Spiced Pear Shandy.
Oh, okay.
And we are going to start with the Barrio Rojo.
All right, fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get rocking and rolling. Right now, me and Frank are going to change out our colostomy bags and wipe our depends. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Key's got a mouthful. So, Key, what are we going to do?
Let me get this out of my mouth real quick,
please. Player. Yeah, let's switch placer. So, Key,
okay, yeah.
What's the beer we're going to
do? Oh, absolutely. Do you mind if I do one of my world-famous characters?
Do whatever the fuck you got to do. I want to drink.
Coming at you from Barrio Brewing Company, it's Barrio's Rojo, a Scottish-style amber ale coming in from Tucson, Arizona. For more information, it's BarrioBrewing.com. Also, to let you guys know that these motherfuckers are a 2015 GABF Bronze Medal winner. Now, this beer is coming in at an outstanding... Hey, Frank, what's the ABV?
Oh, here, let me take a look for you.
I don't see it on the can.
That's what usually happens to me.
Wonderful.
I don't see it on the can either, okay, so we're going five.
Wait, we can't lie.
Well, I'll look it up.
Yeah, you'll look it up? All right, so right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open this bitch. Let me go ahead and crack that ass. Did you smell that? Yeah. Here we go, to the pour. Yeah. One more time.
5.7.
The ABV on this particular beer on this section of the show is 5.7 ABV. I forgot to pour me a glass. Cheers. Okay, so right now, the few things I'm experiencing through the massive huff of 87 is that it's kind of nutty. It's got like a nutty, baked, roasted smell. So we definitely can tell by the colors, there is some sort of like creme brulee-ish caramel toffee char to it a little bit. Also, because of the style of beer, there is for me a slight booze and woozy aspect, kind of like wet toothpick a little bit. I'll kind of go with that. As far as anything else, I can't really pull out that's not distinctive or the first thing that's hidden my receptors.
No, I think you got it. It smells sweet.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, let's get down to the taste. Okay, so Frank, as far as what I explained in the aromatics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those things for me are very prevalent, except for the fact I'm getting this almost watered down bourbon. It's got more smoke. Okay, so I'm not going to just sit here and go scotch, whiskey, or bourbon. I'm just talking about boozy aspects, something a little watered down. It's not an astringent burn, but we're talking like that watered down, like your ice melted in your drink, your shot, or however else anyone wants to talk about it. And it's leaving this smoky, woodsy thing with a lot of sweet finish.
Yeah, I get that. It's like a glass of scotch that was full of ice,
right,
and you walked away for something, God knows what, but you were gone for a couple of hours, and you came back, and the ice was all melted, and you drank the scotch anyway.
Because times are hard, and I got to drink.
Yeah.
It's going to get up in you one way or the other. Anal. Okay. But so far, I'm digging the taste. Oh, and I wanted to also give a huge shout out to the two people that accompany me going to Barrio. And that would be a huge shout out to Mr. Blazer and a huge shout out to Star. They went with me to this brewery. I didn't even know they were out there. And going there, I had a chance to talk with the staff. And they were able to provide me with some samples, such as this one that we're doing right now on the podcast. So big shout out to everyone out of Tucson, or as I like to call it, the Big Toque. The Big Toque.
I don't think anybody calls it that, but okay.
We're trendsetters. Frank, we're trendsetters.
Whatever.
I spy with my little eye.
Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd. Frank, let's give it a grade, because I'm ready to do this pimping. Oh, give me the number, Frank.
I'm going to go 3.5, average for me. Not bad, nothing great. Kind of washed out for me.
A little watery, huh?
Not a little. I'm definitely talking full-on washout. So
you're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean.
Right. Most of the profile that I was thinking about kind of got washed away.
Now that's after the smelling of it, right? Yeah, you're right. So, but other than that, would you drink this again in passing?
Yeah, it's not a bad beer. I could see sitting at a bar sipping this.
Oh, yeah. It was, we kind of drank
actually, it. Not even sipping it. I could sit at a bar and really drink it.
Ice cold or room temperature?
Oh, ice cold.
Absolutely. So, but other than that, great experience.
Yeah, it's like a go-to.
Nice. For me, guys, I'm going to hit it with a 3.5. The aromatics were superior to the palate. The palate just was, it's your everyday drinking beer. I can probably say without a doubt that this is probably one of their main staples. Residents in the area probably suck the fuck out of this damn, like, they're just going ham with it. Like, let me get that Barrio. Let me get that Rojo. Let me get the Rojo.
Yeah.
And it's like one of their, Frank, what do you call the beers that, the money beers? The beer?
Lawnmower beer or the beers that pay the bills.
The beer that pays the bills. Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely one of those. And we want to thank Barrio Brewing for providing this beer for the show. Yeah. I mean, good experience though.
Yeah.
I'm happy. So, again, guys, if you guys want to check these guys out, head over to BarrioBrewing.com. BarrioBrewing.com. We'll be back with the next beer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoyed that first beer. The next beer that we're about to do actually is kind of sentimental to me and Frank. And it's really cool that we actually still have this beer and from who it came from. So big shout out. In just a moment, I'm going to let Frank set this one up, and then we're going to handle it. All right, Frank, take it away.
So we got this from our buddy Steven, who ran an establishment in Vegas called Owl, which was a phenomenal, phenomenal beer bar. And unfortunately, he's closed right now. It will be back. Right now, he's looking for a new kind of home for it. But it is missed tremendously. It was a great, great bar. And he's a good dude. He really is. And he happened to give this to us. It is from Butternuts out of Garrettsville, New York. And if you don't listen to the show that often, we're from Las Vegas, and you don't get New York beer in Las Vegas. And somehow he was able to get this. So this is from Butternuts Beer and Ale out of Garrettsville, New York. It's called Snapperhead IPA Farmhouse Ale. It's a 12-ounce can, and it is, can never find a fucking thing, 6.1% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, it's butternutsbeerandale.com. Sorry.
He meant that shit, too. He's like, boom, fuck your shit, your couch, everything. You know who's really hot? You know who was really hot, Frank, in a movie that Sean didn't know? Kathy Bates, when she hobbles motherfuckers in Misery. Sean did not know who Kathy Bates was in Misery.
Millennials.
Fucking millennials. I bet you Sean understands this. Yeah. Raindrop. Drip drop. Fuck you, Sean. Cheers to the smell. Go ahead, Frank. Handle your business, because this actually smells a little more intense. Now, versus the last beer that we just did.
Mm-hmm.
We got shammed a little bit based upon the intensity of a fragrance versus the taste. This one's a little bit more heavy in fragrance versus the last beer. But what do we got? You handle this one.
It smells hoppy, citrusy. Also, you can't see, listeners, you can't see, but the head on it is really, really fragile. It looks more like a white. It's spongy, like angel food cake. And you usually don't get that on an IPA. The head's usually a little bit more solid, and this is kind of frothy.
You know what else is frothy, Frank? I'm sure you've done this. You ever, like, masturbate until completion, and then you're still going, and then it gets all gross around the head, and then it's all sticky and frothy?
I guess.
I'm just saying, if someone wanted a different type of interpretation of frothy.
Right.
Go ahead, continue. I'm sorry.
So.
Sean, okay, hold up. I'm sorry. After I just described that nasty cum thing, Sean's literally like, give me the beer, I got to try this. Sean, what is wrong with you? Sean? Sean?
I don't have an answer, man.
Okay, we just want to make sure you're okay. I mean, if you need to do that, holler at us after the show. You don't got to do it during the show. Go ahead, Frank. I'm sorry.
So back to the show. It's got some sweetness to it. It's hoppy, citrus. Looking forward to it. Smells dank.
Okay. The only thing that I could piggyback off that, I guess I'll just talk about the highlights of the citrus notes. We're talking lemon orange blend, and we're talking sense of that froth. We're going to go ahead and say like puree. We're going to puree a whole orange and a whole lemon. And then once we get that in there with that whip, then we're going to go ahead and complement it with a little bit of like lime zest. And a touch of pineapple. Mm-hmm. As far as grapefruit notes, that's a given as far as where this is going. The grapefruit notes are there, but you guys have to understand we're only talking about the things we can pick out that are predominant. Again, beer is made a simple way. Four ingredients plus additive. Right, Frank?
Yes.
And so we can talk about the same shit over and over again, but we want to just pinpoint those little nuances, and that's one of them. All right, Frank, let's get down to the drink. Okay. It's subtle. It's delicate. It's dainty, but it's not shortchanging the aromatics. It's got the same things that we were both describing, but it's delicate, fluffy, light. It's like a cloud in a cup.
Ooh.
It's like a cloud in a cup. I'm going to call it Nimbus in your face. Guys, this is really, really nice, and we could easily just repeat ourselves, and I don't think it's necessary. The aromatics match the palate, except it is delicate, soft. And I'm going to say it for the first time, Frank. I would love to see this ice cold.
Okay.
Then work its way down.
Yeah.
Or kind of like a side-by-side. And I think we would get more aggressive notes if it was ice cold, because I think chemically or whatever the fuck, it would shine more, if that makes sense. Because ice cold, the aromatics would not have been intense than the drink would have.
Yeah.
So it's the other way around. But yeah, and the aftertaste, phenomenal, light in body, and it's nice. This would be my daily six.
Yeah, it's got all that flavor that we were talking about, but it's not aggressive. It is definitely soft, delicate. I like the cloud in a cup analogy you gave. At first sip, I was like, oh, man, it's watery. Oh, shit. But it got beyond that. It got past that wateriness, and you really got the flavor, but just very softly.
Take another sip, but mush it against the roof of your mouth towards in the back of your throat, wherever the flavor's in the back of the tongue. Mush it. Swallow it. Belgium?
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, part of what they're advertising it is a farmhouse ale, so it's entirely possible that they did more of a Belgian style IPA.
Right.
Using Belgian yeast.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not intense, but it's just, you know me in Belgium, there's like a little, it's delicate in the back end, like clove, and it's just, man, this is really nice, man.
Yeah, it is very nice.
You know, Steven had great taste in beer, man, and he always knew how to
bring it. I can't believe he was able to get this stuff.
And I've never heard of this brewery. And when we met him, man, he treated us like fucking princes and kings.
But he was so proud
that he
was
able to
get this.
Yeah, he's like, yo, you. He's like, take this, record it. And he handed it to us. And we built a really great relationship with him. And we cannot wait till he comes back to Vegas. Or we don't give a fuck where he's at. We're going.
Yeah, well, he'll be back. Couple months, I think.
Well, goddamn, stalker.
Well, I watch.
Stalker.
Maybe.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, we're going to go ahead and give that a 5 on the burpitude. Now, go ahead, Frank. What you got on this beer on the grade?
I'm going to give it a 4 or 5.
Okay.
I like it that much. It's got great IPA qualities. It has that flavor that you're looking for. It's not aggressive. If you're looking for an aggressive IPA, this is not it. This would be fantastic for someone having an IPA for their first time. because it is soft and it's delicate, but it has that flavor profile.
Right.
So 4 or 5 is it, my friend?
4.9.
Wow.
4.9. Not a 5, but a 4.9.
Nice.
And I don't think I've ever went this high on a farmhouse ale ever. And then the reason is, again, how delicate it tastes and the aromatics. It's beyond a well-balanced beer.
Yeah.
And it may sound weird. Why would you call it a well-balanced beer? And at the same time, you've got... Today's show has been brought to you by Wonder Piss. It is something that sounds like a hose. You guys hear that, right? Listen, the listener that's on the show, you hear, listen. What is that, Frank?
Well, you know what? It's fucking, it's warm in the garage. We got the door open. Someone's sprinkler's running.
No, it's not a sprinkler. There's a person outside with a hose.
Oh, it's a horse.
It's a Wonder Piss.
It's a horse.
Wonder Piss.
Yeah. And now the helicopters are flying over.
Now we got helicopters. Yeah.
So
okay.
They're going to take care of that guy who's...
No, we're not going to leave it in the show. It's in, like this that. Show is a naturally recorded...
No, I'm
saying
the helicopter is going to take care of the guy who's peeing outside.
Right.
There goes the spotlights.
There goes the spotlight.
They're shining on him. He's right out in front of your house.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my... Look at the size of that thing.
Okay, first off, that's not funny because there was a guy that came to my house and pulled a knife.
Yes.
That's not funny. You bastard. All right, guys. So now that we got the outside noise taken care of, and that's actually... And
do we?
No. The noise is there because Sean...
I'm asking the engineer.
No. The engineer puts it in. That was actually all CGI'd on the show.
He just threw his hands up in the air and said, I don't know.
No, he actually... Guys, if you guys ever hear weird side
Has
sounds...
Has he done this before?
No, I'm telling you, we're actually inside of an actual mansion, and that the person who owns this home doesn't even know we're in his house. He's just always narked up.
It's called squatters.
Yeah, we're squatting, and Sean adds in things so we don't get in trouble where it makes it sound like we're outside cars.
Right.
You know, dogs humping.
Sure.
Things like that. So, 4.9, phenomenal, great beer. Steven, thank you. Oh, he's adding in a motorcycle. You guys heard that? We'll be right back. No, really, he's really adding in this motorcycle. Hold on, wait. That's a real motorcycle. Wait.
Yeah.
That dude was a dick, dude. He did that shit on purpose. Oh my. No, guys, that was a sampled sound of Bikers Without Bikes. It's a great new forum for top. Little side note here. So, Frank, let me ask you a question. No, you don't listen to hip-hop.
No.
But maybe you've heard this in passing.
Maybe.
Have you heard For That Dick Challenge?
No.
Okay, so there's this hip-hop artist, whoever the fuck she is, she's garbage. But she started this weird thing where the women are saying things that they would do for that dick.
Okay.
And it's a really cool thing.
I guess.
But the guys are going around doing For That Pussy.
Right.
So you can make up things like, I'd watch The Notebook for that pussy.
Okay.
I cook and clean for that pussy. Like you would,
eat pizza with olives.
For that pussy. You gotta always, I'll watch her kids for that pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like you would do weird shit. So I would like to know.
Use the brush on the vacuum.
For that pussy. You gotta make sure you throw in For That Pussy. Okay, Frank? So what I want you to do is real quick.
Clean the microwave.
Say it.
Oh, For That Pussy.
Oh my God, this is great. Okay, so if you could for me, give me 5 things you would do for that pussy.
Okay.
All right, so you just go, but you got to make sure you keep up your cadence. So it would be 5 things, but after you end each part,
yes,
you say For That Pussy.
Gotcha.
Go.
Clean the toilet for that pussy. Mop the floor for that pussy.
This house is going to be clean for that pussy.
Pick up the dog shit for that pussy. Get an oil change in my car for that pussy.
And then I come through and I mess up your house for that pussy. Anything else you would do for that pussy? Anything else?
Make spaghetti sauce for that pussy.
I'll get domestic for that pussy. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to go ahead and give you guys, we're going to get you guys out of here on the next segment. We just wanted to do some side tangent. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have never watched our YouTube channel on White Guy Interprets, or actually it's called, White Guy Interprets Hip Hop. That's that sort of shit. If you guys fucking laughed at that, Frank does not listen to hip hop.
No.
No, he actually, I went over his house one time, and true story, one of the kids was listening to Lil Yachty, and he throat punched that motherfucker and said, you ever listen to that shit again, you're out of my house. So I was like, yes. So there it is, guys. We'll be right back.
White privilege.
Wait. Why does white privilege sound like Hail Hitler? We'll be right back. I hope you're having a great time. We were just fucking off because that's what we can do and that's what we will do. Ladies and gentlemen, this next beer that's coming up, I can relate to because I'm sporting a small chubby right now. And I'm pretty sure Frank's got his big bits on swollen. Sean, he's probably rock hard and it looks like the rest of us on a short chub. All right, Frank Aduna Runa D, what's the beer that we're going to do that we all relate to?
This is from Maui Brewing Company. It is called Big Swell IPA. It's 6.8% ABV. If you'd like more information on these guys, you can find them on Twitter at Maui Brewing Co. or look them up on the web, on the interwebs.
Interweb.
MauiBrewing.com. It's brewed and canned in, I don't know, Maui, Hawaii.
Truth be told. Maui is also owned by...
Is it owned by AB?
AB.
I thought so.
And there was a lawsuit recently on false advertisement on these guys. Now, I don't know if it went through or if it was all the way in fruition of someone winning, but they went against them saying it was false advertisement where they're brewed because I think they moved their plant to Cali.
Because it's actually brewed in the 10th island of St. Louis?
No, in California is a Maui. I believe they're in St. Cali, a Maui Brewing or Budweiser plant or Bud Light plant is what I'm guessing as far as any of that stuff.
Gotcha.
I'm not too sure. I didn't read completely the article because I kind of didn't want to spoil it. I just want to make fun of it. And I believe they were in trouble for false. It was under false advertisement.
Interesting.
That's amazing. Remember the fiasco at Walmart, false advertisement?
Yes.
That was funny. Cheers to smell.
That was bad beer.
Oh, by the way, Frank, we do have, I think, two more of those bad beers.
Fuck, really?
Yeah.
Save it for a newbie.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does it smell like, Frank?
It's pretty dank. It's surprising.
It smells like seeds. And it smells like, yeah. Was it shake? Yeah, Sean, Sean, you're a resident. Is it shake? It
smells like the shake.
Yeah, that's like ground up the bottom.
Stems and seeds.
Ooh-y.
Kind of, but it's just like the leaf broken up.
Okay, so the shake. It smells like bad bag of weed.
I don't know. You tell us.
Yeah, it smells like shake, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, the kind of
shake. And I don't even smoke weed. I know shake. I used to sell it. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
I used to smoke it. I smoked a lot of shake.
This thing, but now if we get now, for those that may not understand the marijuana terminology, it smells like a bag full of just toothpicks, water, and a little bit of smoke, like liquid smoke from McCormick's.
Really earthy.
And yeah, it's like thrush. It smells like thrush.
Mm.
Like if you ever worked in a yard and you worked around bushes, thrush is the undercarriage and the soil and everything. It just smells really outdoorsy. Or if we had to even take this to a professional level, the hops are very dank and roasted down to the malt, but it's like almost the malt scorched because it's almost borderline sweet. And it just, it's very floral.
Floral.
It's like a greenhouse room and perfume to the taste. I'm gonna be honest with you, I do not like this.
No, it's got some of what we were talking about on the smell, but
tastes like leather.
It's really watery.
But it's leather. I'm getting like a weird leather. Yeah. I don't know if anybody out there has ever done this, but I have.
Like when your boyfriend comes over and you're chewing on a belt.
Well, more like the dick.
Because it hurts?
No. Be honest, Frank.
He's not gentle. Be honest here, Frank.
Have you ever bit on a leather belt before?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
that's
what
exactly that it tastes like
about.
Fucking leather yeah. with a touch of suede. This thing is a little watery, rough, and I'm not dogging them based upon of who owns them. I'm dogging them because this is an unenjoyable roughness. It's rough. And it's cool. It's great. That's a great thing. It's like it's different.
Would you go so as far as unpleasant?
I'll be honest with you, I probably would never touch this ever again.
Okay. You'd never have it again.
This is rough. This is very, unfortunately, this is that thing that we always talk about, the big fear. Are they going to change something? I remember having Big Swell before at a bar before they got bought out, and it was nothing like this.
Right.
And this weird leather byproduct is and we just got these cans, this new look. I picked up these cans about 2 months ago. And Frank, you know me, and as much beer as I have on this property, beer don't just change like that. We've even had some beers that you're supposed to drink right away within a few weeks, a few months, and we drunk them years later, and they're phenomenal, you know, against the rules. This is one.
Wow.
I'm giving it a one. I'm going to finish whatever's in my cup,
okay.
But I'm going to give it a one. I know we're not even on the grade, but I'm actually really disappointed in this. And that leather is extremely, it's a little intense. And even I, with my palate, I'm actually really put off by this. The Big Swell, it tastes like dick in my mouth, and I've never had dick in my mouth.
Yeah, they're right, sure.
I mean, not right, not this millennial. Maybe when I was younger, when I was like in college trying to figure things out, you know.
Sure.
That's why I love that song, Asher Roth, I Love College. It was because of all the dick in my mouth, Frank.
Right.
But this, I'll be honest with you, I'd rather just put a bunch of dicks. I would go visit the glory hole than drink this again. And I'm not even gay. And for those that go out there and have the glory hole, listen, make your money, boo-boo. Make your money. This is bad, dude.
I'll give it a 3. I mean, it's beer.
You're being way too kind, Frank.
Yeah, I'm being kind.
Why? I not? Thought Frank doesn't give zero fucks.
It's beer, dude.
It is beer, but honestly, if it's just god-awful, why don't you... Okay, how about this? Okay, from your kind scale, you give it a 3. Your personal scale, what do you give them?
2.5.
You couldn't just go do that as your fucking be kind scale.
No, I go for the be kind scale because it's beer.
All right. Well, no, you're right. It is beer.
I don't find it as unpleasant as you do.
Yeah, it's romance, man.
It's okay. I mean, it's for me, it's okay. I wouldn't ask for it again.
This is just, I think what it is, it's putting off this weird boozy burn of smoke, but it's not burning.
Okay.
It's like kerosene in a cup. Like, I don't know what else way. Like, it's like, it's not spoiled, guys.
And like,
it's not,
like a wet fire.
Yeah, like a wet fart in my face. This is a wet fart. This is a queef.
This is a queef.
This is a motherfucking queef on my face, not on my dick. I'm proud of queefs on my dick, not in my face. Like, babies come out of there, dude. Babies come out of there. Frank, I'm really appalled by this fucking beer, dude.
All right, we're good to go.
No, we're not. I want to knock it on the floor.
But no, we're good to go. The engineer said knock it off.
All right, sorry, Sean. All right, guys, let's get down to the grade. Frank, what do you got?
We graded already, you dumbass.
I'm sorry.
Fuck.
My bad. We'll be right back.
I remember my first podcast.
Hey, fuck you, buddy. Now you can remember your last podcast. You're off the show. Guys, we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, for all you millennials, that's right, hold on.
Fork slap.
Millennials, this one's dedicated to you. Think about it. When you're all done with your download of Little Yachty, 21 Savage, and a boogie with a hood, and you're all done getting all, we can't say crump anymore, right? Sean?
Right.
Dabbing.
Wait a minute, why can't you say crump?
That's not a millennial word.
I have no idea what the fuck crump is. But
if you want to Millie Rock all over after the show of your CD collection on your iPod, or wait, hold on. Sean, do people still use iPods?
No.
Satellite radio?
Not really.
SoundCloud. Wait, what are these fucking millennials using for their music?
Like Spotify.
All right, if you're on Spotify or iHeartRadio, remember it's a free app. Check out obsbeers.com after you get done with your brah, brah, yeah, and your Millie Rocks. obsbeers.com will help you get your party popping with all the new latest beers. You want to stay current with your music? Match it with your fucking beers. obsbeers.com.
One new message.
Ooh, from a lady.
Hi, Tom. I'm calling to let you know this isn't working out for me. I need more out of life than just sitting on your couch drinking horrible, fizzy light beer. I want to meet new people, have some excitement, and most of all, have some flavor in my beer. I finally found the place that can give me all the things I need, Tom. Rev Winery and Brewing Company. It's freeway close in the San Gabriel Valley with a full range of outstanding handcrafted beers like the Rolling Hard Stout and AK Manganero, which is an IPA infused with delicious mango and spicy habanero. And if I feel like something different, Rev is SGV's first and only organic winery with fantastic wines like their Sangiovese and Symphony. Quite simply, Rev has everything I ever wanted, Tom. Have a good time on your couch watching TV and drinking your light beer. If you want to find me, I'll be with all my girlfriends and new guy friends at Rev. Goodbye, Tom.
Rev Winery and Brewing Company, a 30-minute drive or less from Los Angeles, Long Beach, or Orange County at 1580 West San Bernardino Road, Covina, California. The San Gabriel Valley's first and only organic winery and brewery, open at noon 6 days a week. Check us on the web at revbrewingco.com. Rev Brewing, reminding you to always brew responsibly.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Frank smokes his vape when he knew that we were recording, go ahead, Frank, blow it into the mic.
I'm good.
Okay, we're good?
Yeah.
All right, you got to get your fix, Daddy. Yeah. That's right, Daddy. I want to thank Sean. I want to give a huge shout out to Sean because if it wasn't for Sean,
we'd sound like shit.
We really, no, wait.
No, because the guys at Chill, they do a fantastic job.
Yeah, and what Sean is doing is helping them out tenfold.
Yep.
So Sean cleans up a lot of the sounds that you may not are aware of, and then chilloverradio.net, those guys put it all together.
Yes.
So Sean, we want to say thank you very much. The sheer fact, the way you guys are going to love this, Sean don't really like beer. He's really not a beer drinker. I mean, he's learning. It's secondary. Hey, Sean, can you keep that cough in the episode for me?
I'll keep it right there.
Yeah, just keep it in there.
Turn it up.
I raised my hand.
Yeah, we know you raised your hand, but fuck you. It was a good cough, and that's just the way it is. All right, guys, so I just wanted to give a huge shout-out to Sean because, you know, credit is always due on the show, and me and Frank, we're from the old school, and credit and acknowledgement and thank yous go a lot further than you just honestly being here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm spilling beer because I'm so nervous about how I feel about you,
bro. That was shitty beer anyway.
It's on my fucking paper, but whatever. Yeah. No, I'll be honest with you guys. You guys got to understand. See, and this is, you guys will hear me crack on millennials, but a lot of millennials or younger people don't understand the value of a thank you or, hey, thank you. Sean, you're here. And honestly, at this moment, we're not making any money. We're not getting paid. And you're literally coming over with your drives and your keyboards and you're coming over every time that we're here. It's a phenomenal thing. So I wanted to give a huge shout out to you for that as well. And in just a moment, guys, when the transition happens, we're going to work on a beer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go ahead and do this next beer. So what we're going to do is, Frank, you didn't see where this beer is from, did you yet?
No.
Okay, did you or no?
Of course I did.
Okay, I want you to read the can
for
me, guys. Before we started recording, I found it. And if you guys don't know this, me and Frank are old guys. And sometimes on these cans and these bottles and labels, it's hard to find the shit. I found it. Mm. It was in the most obvious place, and I'm glad I found it. So, Frank, real quick, what's the name of the beer?
It's called Shallow Water. It's from Burial.
Okay, Burial. Now, the cool part is we want to give a huge shout-out to Cinder. That is our mid... Where would Georgia be? In the Midwest? Or is that more close to the East Coast?
The Southeast.
All right, so the Southeast region, Cinder is our Southeast regional beer person that we go through because we're in Las Vegas. And Frank, what is the number one problem that we have in Vegas with these beers?
It's a desert.
So that means we get bypassed. And for a prime example,
flyover
breweries in California will sell to stores in Arizona, and we're in the middle.
Yeah, not in Vegas. Isn't that funny?
That is funny. And we have come across beers in that sense. Or the rest of the world will send to Utah, and they won't send to us, but they'll send to California. So just wanted to throw that in real quick. So Cinder, thank you for helping us keep this show beautiful for a long time. All right, so Frank, Burial.
From Asheville, North Carolina.
Where'd you find it?
Right on top of Burial, but it's real, real small.
Yeah, like, guys, yeah, he found it. Damn.
Real small. So this is called Shallow Water. It is 4.5% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, try burialbeer.com.
That's right, y'all. And Burial looks like Brural.
Oh, yeah, that we just opened that can, bitches. Frank, pour that shit slow. Lick your lips, homeboy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Not slow.
We want agitation.
Guys, the more you get that CO2 out of your can into your glass.
Agitate it.
Yeah, you gotta cause that nucleation. Mm.
Nucleation, agitation, ministration.
Period.
Word.
Frank, do you know why now in today's standards you want to put more of a head on your beer?
It's better for your tum-tum.
If you guys don't know this, there's roughly about 2 canisters of CO2 per 12 ounces. And if you guys don't agitate it and cause your nucleation and get those stupid heads on there and get that CO2 working, this is why you get full. If you don't believe us, look it up, guys. It's been a proven fact, and logically, that makes 10,000% sense.
Sure.
So, you ever drink those Budweisers, and you're like, oh, I get full off 6. It's because you're not pouring in a glass, you pussy. Quit putting your mouth on metal. All right, Frank. Oh, shit. How do you still have a head, and mine's gone?
Because I poured mine last.
All right, hold on. I don't want to
nucleation.
I don't want to fucking drink this shit with no head. What am I? It's my first date with you? To the smell.
I almost drank it.
Okay, sweet water? I would say so.
Shallow water.
Does it say shallow or sweet?
Shallow.
Okay.
In my skills of working out the wordplay,
it's very sweet. This water is sweet.
It's got IPA qualities to it.
I wasn't done, but whatever. Well, anyways.
There was a pause, so I thought I would just jump in.
I farted.
And I jumped in.
Well, wait, am I fart?
Dead air.
Yeah.
It's got some IPA qualities to it. Smells hoppy. Does have some sweetness going to it.
This is
going
to sound weird. I'm going to chime in on you.
Please.
It smells like calamine lotion. Calamine.
Calamine. Interesting.
Yeah. It has that weird, chalky, sweet fragrance. Like calamine lotion.
I can understand it. I may not agree, but I'll understand.
No, but you, as long as you can understand it, sure. Then that's a great analogy. I think it smells like a flower with chalk or a gritty aspect.
Okay.
And did we get any citrus notes out of this?
Some.
What's your citrus?
Lemon, lime, orange, maybe some tropicals.
I got tangerine and pineapple.
Yeah, tangerine I was going to go for.
That's and tomatoes.
Okay.
I got a vegetable hit. Tomatoes. It's like a sweet tomato. What's the next step? Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
It smells soft, though, don't it?
We'll see.
All right, let's do it. Wait, we're going to keep smelling?
No.
We're going to taste it?
Yes.
Let's do it. Okay, hold on. I got to find the sound. Oh, my God. It's so... Hold on. Wait. Money! It's really sweet, dude. High malted principles. We're talking orange marmalade with a touch like an actual pineapple ring. It's very tropical, Frank. Cherries, strawberries. It's really, matter of fact, even if you had to go even more tropical, and I've had this stuff, and hopefully you've had it, mango, dragon fruit, and kiwi. It's got some tropical notes. Now, if you guys aren't familiar with tropical, you're going to go with the sweetest aspects of any fruit you've ever had. The byproduct, also sweet raisins, not dark raisins, like sweet, the green kind, or the yellow?
The goldens?
Golden raisins, and it's still very fluffy and it's creamy, but I think that's about it for me. I don't think I can pick anything outside of this, and that's just how I feel strongly about it because it's what jumps out at me.
Get any soap?
Let me go ahead and try one more time.
I know what it is, so I know I got it.
Is the soap on the side of the mouth and on the finishing?
Yeah.
Then yeah, I do have a little bit of dish soap. I don't know any way to describe dish soap without drinking dish soap, but it does taste like a cleaner a little bit on the side of my mouth and on the consumption. Okay. The hang time is soapy.
Cool.
What's next?
Let's just go for the grade.
Give me the grade. Yeah.
I'm going to go 375.
Ooh, I'm a Millie Rock to that.
Slightly above average.
I just Millie Rocked on you.
That's awesome. I did not get a lot of the aromas in the palate, if that makes sense. So, you know, we got a lot of vegetation, a lot of citrus, especially tangerine. Once you said it, but I had it in my head. Tangerine, to me, was probably the most prevalent in the aroma, and I'm not really tasting it at all. I know what style it is because I happened to study the can a little bit before, so
okay.
I'm going to hold off right there. So, 375.
This is an IPA, isn't it?
Nope.
What is it?
It's a Kolsch.
Ah, that would explain the soap and the twang. There's a little, the tropical. So, for those that don't understand it, there's this weird confusion in beer. Tropical notes can be expressed for twang, and it also can be expressed for sours. And you're right. We're not there yet to go, it's a Kolsch. But,
so, for those people who don't know what a Kolsch is.
Yeah.
A Kolsch is it's basically a blonde ale
with
top fermenting yeast, which is ale yeast.
Get it.
But then they lager it.
Oh my God, so cold.
So they don't use lager yeast. They use ale yeast, and it was primarily out of Cologne, Germany.
I love wearing cologne.
Yes.
So 9.
There's your edumacation.
It's right before 10. I love your education. You're such an educator. All right, so with that said, let's grade her.
I just did.
What'd you give it?
Do you listen?
Fuck no, I don't. That's why I asked.
You were so wrapped up in yourself.
No, you said 9.
No, I did not say 9.
Where did I hear 9 from? Was it at a camp? I heard it in spring camp.
Some jackass said 9.
9? Before 10.
Exactly.
Have you seen Kyle?
No.
He's this tall?
So I said 375.
That's what I heard you said. Yeah. So I heard you.
I graded it.
But the people just emailed me while we were live on this pre-recording that they're listening right now on iTunes.
They did not.
They just text me and go, what number was
it? It's not on iTunes yet.
But it is now.
Not yet.
The ones that are listening right now,
Maybe.
Right now.
Grade Nextcloud. Grade the fucker.
Oh, 3.5.
There you go.
Nice, delicate, summer, winter. Get drunk, put your pants down, we'll be right back. Hey, Sean. Can you do me a favor within this particular recording? I wanted to tell you something very dear to me. While you have the headphones on. I don't know about you. I'm sick of being here as well. And we're just a recording. Right now, Frank, we're about to do this lying Kegels.
Yeah.
You know, fun fact, if you stop Kegeling, you're going to die. All right, Frank, what are we doing?
This is Leinen Kugel's Spiced Pear Shandy.
Schlandel.
Interesting.
Why is it interesting?
Just because it's a spiced pear shandy, and it's the pride of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
The pride of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Oh, let's see. I can never find ABV.
Okay. Do you want some hair?
How about it?
Okay.
Holy shit, it's right in front of me, 4.25.
Somebody's old.
Yeah, if you want some more information on these guys, look up Leinen Kugel.
Yes, that's an on-site piece of brown and pop the top. Oh!
They're owned by somebody. I can't remember who.
They're owned by Lion Kugel.
No.
Kugel's of the Cloud.
They're owned by a...
It's about... I can smell it from here. Fuck.
Mass-produced brewer.
Oh, Lion Kugel's. Who is it?
I'm going to have to look it up.
Well, then look it up to the smell.
It's not AB. It's not AB.
Pabst?
Oh, sorry.
Is it Pabst?
Might be Pabst. It might be Coors.
Smear? Is it by Smears? By Pabst Smears? Is it by Pabst Smears?
Yep, drank it.
Okay. Why'd you drink it?
It's owned by Miller Coors.
I tried to tell you it was Miller Coors in the show. Guys, back it up if you don't believe me.
And then I drank it.
All right, here we go. Fucking Miller Coors, you win again. Batman owns Miller Coors.
Oh, I was banging the microphone and stuff, so I was...
Bruce Wayne, I know it's you. Here we go.
I got flustered.
You ready?
Cheers to the smell.
Damn you, Batman, and your penis. Why does Batman have little boys around him and, like, one little girl? Like, is it really that tight? Okay. Okay. Cinnamon, pear, shandy, and Miller Coors.
Yeah, that's it. Cheers to the taste.
Go ahead, Frank.
I already tasted it.
I know, that's why. I'll catch up. Mott's applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
Bourbon pears. Like grilling bourbon pear. Frank made the face of the god. It's almost like he was in prison. They stuck a dick in his mouth while he slept. And he's like, ah.
Oh, I blanched. Yeah.
You better Betty White this.
Too much cinnamon.
I think. Oh, and really?
Not stick. Powder.
You think it's powder?
That's the taste I got.
Is it almost like apple cider for the holidays?
Yeah.
I mean, the pear's there, guys, but let's face it, pear and apple are pretty much damn near close if they're almost ripe. This tastes like apples.
It was as if, let's say, you had a glass of cider, not hard cider, just regular cider, and you sprinkled, say, some cinnamon and nutmeg on top.
Yep.
And then you drank it.
Yep.
So you got all that powder in your mouth.
Yep.
That's what I got.
And the look on your face was beautiful.
Yes.
You know it. Okay. This by far is one of the most interesting Lion Kugels I've had as far as their shandy line. And for me, the spice is not enough.
Mm.
I think it's watery. I believe the pear comes off too apple-y. And your mass consumer is going to just love it because it's just like a holiday thing. Warm this up and be done with it. I know that sounds weird. Why would you warm up a beer? You taste this, you might as well just warm it up. It's delicious. It's just... For me, it's lacking on a spice, and for you, it's heavy on the spice, which I enjoy, so I know what to get you for the holidays.
Okay.
Let's grade it.
2.
Okay. Oh, but you want to give a 2.5 to the Big Swell. I don't understand your confusion.
They made something. You know, you should not... When you're reviewing stuff, you should not take their other...
Comparisons.
Members of their catalog into account, but I can't help it.
Okay.
Because Lion and Kugel Shandy is... I mean, it's well known.
Wait. There's their line of Shandy or their summer shandy?
Just their shandies.
Okay, that's okay. I was trying to.
I enjoy their shandies. I really, really do. It's a nice change of pace. This is not a nice change of pace.
Really?
I do not care for it.
I actually really enjoy it. I think it's just, I like that weird shit sometimes.
I shan't finish my glass.
But you will.
I suppose.
I mean, I had to do the Big Swell.
That's true.
So, right. I mean, can we play fair?
Yeah, here we go.
All right. Well, we'll finish it. Go ahead. You finish it.
You talk. Yeah. I'm going to finish.
I'm honestly going to give this particular... Okay, so at least we can give credit. Cool. Attaboy.
Today's Attaboy has been brought to you by... I'm not drinking the rest of this.
Okay, so I think I'm going to grade this just a nice 3.5. I'm going to go above average. And you hit the nail on the head when you said that their shandies are really awesome. And this one, for me, I think it just lacks enough spice. But the pear that tastes like apple, I think that's cool. I think in most drinks, apple and pear are interchangeable in juices. You know, if you're going to have a pear drink, you usually find out they cut it with apple juice and vice versa. It depends on the season, I believe. And this is just really nice. And the cool part is I would only drink this during the holidays. And on their can, it shows a winter scene.
Yes.
With skiers.
Yes, this is not a summer shandy.
No, and it's really nice for a Weiss beer. So I give it, it's above average, and it's cool. I'm glad we got a chance to try it. So would I drink it again? I would probably do like the thing I said earlier about warming it up and just, you know, have it on the stove and then put brandy in it and get shit-faced. And then all of a sudden your hot cousin tries to give you meathead and you're like, no. And then you call her later on Snapchat because you're drunk off the fucking spice pear and now you're getting meathead from your cousin. 3 times removed is what you tell everyone when you actually know that's your first cousin. And you know, hey, love you, boo. We'll be right back for 2 for the road. Two for the road.
It's a journey into the psyche of the people on the show. Ooh, girl. Frank.
Yeah.
Can you... Can you explain the game?
Two questions apiece. No.
Really? Just two? Just two?
Two questions apiece, no repeats.
All right, Frank, you start off real quick. Hit him with it.
Wow. How do I follow that? Look at that. It went through.
It's a goddamn pterodactyl. You know we got dinosaurs in this area. They're running rampant. Fuck, I live in a bad area. Jurassic Park.
Why would you drink the Leinenkugel pear shandy again?
Very good question. As a gentleman that's going for Miss America, why? Why would I drink it again?
Yes.
Because I'm a fucking adult. Thank you.
Okay.
No, honestly, all jokes aside, why would I drink it again? Because it would be a great way to get, honestly, basic bitches to fucking up their goddamn game. Like, seriously, and I don't mean basic bitches that are offensive. Now, if you get offended by the word basic bitch, you the basic bitch. I think because it's real campy, real sweet with the spice, I think it's a good way to get them into things sort of good, get them into like winter warmers, darker shandies, more spicier beers, holiday beers, darker porters. I think it's a great foot in the door for that. And I honestly, it's just interesting shandy. And so I think that's cool. Frank.
Yeah.
You're out with the boys.
Yeah.
And you're going to play truth or dare.
Yeah.
They hit you with a dare.
Yeah.
And they ask you to walk outside of this really high-end metropolis area in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Bad neighborhood, horrible neighborhood. And what they want you to do is teabag a homeless person.
Right.
Would you say that with the butternuts snapper, would you go out there and do it with the can, or would you pour it out in glass? If you're going to go out there...
Teabagging bums?
You're going to go out there and teabag bums, go bum tipping.
I'm drinking it out of the can.
And why is that, buddy?
For that bitter metallic taste.
Because they got balls in their face?
There you go.
All right, what you got for me, Frankie?
Barrio Rubio.
Barrio who?
Rubio.
Barbio Rubio?
Barrio Rubio.
Barbio Rubio.
Barrio Rubio from Barrio Brewing.
No, that's Rojo.
Rubio. Oh, yeah, it's Rojo.
And you guys think I'm a fuck up.
So it's Barrio Rojo. Why did I say
it? Yeah, I'm like, Rubio. I'd rock that, I guess. This is, okay, so wait, Frank, this is why I always try to spread them out.
Yeah, usually I can read it, but now I couldn't.
Somebody needs some glasses.
Big time. So, sorry, Barrio Brewing. So, Barrio Rojo.
Oh, if you guys don't know what Rojo means, it's Spanish for red.
So, if you were going to... No, that's not going to work.
Of course not.
If you were going
to... If it was a Rubio, it
would
have.
Would you use this beer?
Okay, the Rojo.
Yes, to slip somebody a Mickey.
I'm drinking the beer while they're just having the straight Mickey.
There we go.
Yeah. There's no sense for them being drunk, too. No, would I use it for the Mickey? You damn right, because be honest with you, for a 2015 GABF bronze medal winner, you give them the Rufy.
Yeah.
And also, Rufy and Rojo rhyme.
There you go.
If somebody out there right now is like, Rufy and Rojo. No, it's fucking funny, idiot. All right, Frank.
Yes.
So, it's time for you to have your infusion. You're on dialysis.
Yes.
And they give you a choice of having something run through your veins.
Yes.
You only have two choices.
Yes.
The Big Swell or the Spice Pear Shandy. Which one's going in?
Big Swell.
Why?
Because I don't like the shandy.
All right, guys, we're going to get you guys out of here. Sean Woodman, thank you very much for your help. Frank, thank you for coming and giving me a hand again on the show. Okay, so Sean, if they want to get a hold of you, I don't know why, but if they do, how can they get a hold of you? Fantastic. All right.
Anyways.
Frank, if they need to get a hold of you.
KeyAtObiaSpears.com.
And if you need to get a hold of me, it's also KeyAtObiaSpears.com. We share the same email. No, all jokes, guys. Sean, if they need to get a hold of you, how can they do it?
TheOperatorLV@gmail.com.
Could you spell that out? No, let it go. No, you're fine. One more time on that email.
TheOperatorLV@gmail.com.
Fantastical. And Frank, if they do have to get a hold of you, how can they do it?
Frank@obspears.com.
And if you need to get a hold of me, and I don't know why, it's key@obspears.com. And anything that you guys need. Oh, I forgot to say at the beginning of the show, and I'm glad I held it at the end. We have beer news running rampant on the website.
Awesome.
And so beer news as they come in, we're not grabbing all of them, but we're giving you enough to have your continued education. It's great to know things about beer, but it's also awesome to always have continued education. Like recently, it just came out that witches were persecuted for not giving up the ideas during the Spanish Armada, I think it was?
Inquisition.
I've been drinking. So, during the Spanish Inquisition,
Spanish Armada.
Men wanted to get involved in beer. And if you guys don't know your history, females were actually the people that would do the beer. And there's a huge thing written on where witches come from. So, during the Spanish Inquisition and why witches were murdered was because they didn't want to share the profits. Pretty shitty, huh?
Sure.
White privilege.
White privilege.
OBSBeers.com. We'll check you guys later. Bye.
Beer's what we have in common.
Oh, what's your beer story?
See ya.
Bye.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.